So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, sex noises, Patrick Starr, and the NFL. We'll have it all for you coming up right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes to correct English more than having sex.
Tom, lay down on top of me. I want you now.
Don't you mean lie down here on top of me?
Whatever, baby. Come here. I've got the most unique thing to try on you.
Actually, something is either unique or not. There are no degrees of uniqueness. You need to say you have a unique thing to try on me, not the most unique.
Look, could you stop correcting me and just get in bed? I'd like our sex life to return to normalcy.
Oh, God. Normalcy is a half word. The correct word you're looking for is normality.
You know what? Just forget it. I wouldn't sleep with you if you was the last man on Earth.
I think you mean if I were the last man on Earth. Future imperfect tense is appropriate here.
This has been the guy who likes to correct English more than having sex.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a sexy story.
Oh, is this the one about the bedroom sounds?
Researchers compiled a list of what various sex noises might say about your relationship. Moaning.
It's not me.
Is that a sex noise?
Who the heck did that?
It can be sometimes.
I don't know. A third did of you guys hear that?
It was moaning, not flagellants.
Willie, do you have a button over there? I'm not doing it.
If Chick, I had buttons.
Could I talk and do that? I don't.
Boy, that last part is so funny.
John.
A third of both men and women find moaning sexy.
All right. We're trying to set a mood here, okay?
Not that mood.
No CF.
As soon as we... QF.
QF.
QS. As soon as we start to set mood, show dies, okay?
Okay.
Moaning 60, is hot for many?
Yeah, 66% of women have admitted to exaggerating their moans, however, to speed up a partner's orgasm.
Liars.
Women making noise in bed had positive effects on male self-esteem and, quote, may help strengthen the bond and decrease the risk of emotional infidelity and abandonment.
Okay. So what they're saying is if you lie...
You're better off.
You're going to increase the chances of the guy not dumping you.
Well, let's be honest.
I don't have to lie.
Aren't all the best relationships...
Based on lies?
Glued together by the many lies you have to tell.
Yes.
I would love that in someone's vows at their wedding. And sweetie, I was eternal bond built on a house of lies.
That's right. I promise to always lie to you when it's easier on me and doesn't hurt your feelings. And...
Exactly. So the larger point here is that that there are a lot of extra vocalization than necessary in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
In some cases, in 66%.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what is
I think basically what they're saying is sound in the bedroom is a good thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And then at the end it says, most women and men said they're more vocal at the start of a relationship.
Well, of course. If kids get involved after that and... You have to be quiet for
And you have to
reasons.
Let them know a little bit, you know, let them know what
Stop
you're...
Stop talking about Medicare and Social Security, bitch.
So, bitch. I like this. It's a nice thought that these older people in their golden years are just in a newer relationship.
You said that so easily.
Right.
Well, he's a man of a different... That character is a man of a certain generation.
Who loves that. You have four daughters, Dad. You have
Don't
four
talk
daughters
about AARP right now. I'm trying to keep things hard over here.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep things hard.
Now take those teeth out and...
Give me some help, will you?
Where's my Viagra? All right. Do we have a song, Pat?
This is about sex songs?
We have a medley.
Now remember.
Sounds from the bedroom.
Now remember, we've set a mood. Okay.
Simon and Garfunkel medley. Here we go.
Hang on just a second, Pat.
This song could use a little bit of that.
Here he comes.
Hello, lover, my old friend. I want to sleep with you again. I want to hear you sigh, scream, and moan like you're having your mind blown. Dirty talk so filthy, it would make a hooker blush. I like it rough. I want to hear the sounds of sex stuff. Are you having a noisy affair? Oh my God, you feel so fine. Shh. Remember the lady at the hotel's front desk? She may be a friend of your wife. So try to stifle the sounds of sex stuff. I like the ending.
Okay.
Are you happy now?
So happy.
I don't know that I've ever been
happy. Boy. Oh, not like we're going to do it another 30 times, okay? We'll be fine, all right?
Okay. A wonderful medley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very nice. Thank gorgeous. You, Thank you, Pat.
Inspired by Mike Nichols, perhaps?
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Why don't we circle back to sports? Get it?
See, the band's called The Circle.
I don't know.
Thank you, Ace.
I wonder...
Because 90% of the audience doesn't know.
I think... Ace, I would say 99% of the audience doesn't know that. Sometimes they just do them
so
for me.
Why are we playing? Oh, really? Oh.
I love that song.
So, therefore, thereby...
What? It's just fun.
Patrick Starr. Does anybody know who Patrick Starr is?
From SpongeBob? Yep,
from SpongeBob.
From SpongeBob. He's going to give live commentary as Nickelodeon presents another kid-friendly version of an NFL game on Christmas Day.
Fun.
Nickelodeon NFL Nickmas game will feature the Denver Broncos and the Rams.
They don't want the Browns in there.
Oh, look, there's Deshaun. Whoop.
Oh.
And it will have augmented reality. You know, remember Patrick Starr? He was the one who famously said, I know all about that. What is it? He's amazing. Just amazing.
And Bill, is it Faberback?
Fagerbach.
Okay, yeah. He's, I think he's a, was he, did he play football?
Oh, I don't know if he,
remember he was on Coach?
Like, yeah, and
he was
a tall, like
yeah. He at least knows about
seems
it.
Like he would have, yeah.
So he might be
voice.
Able to,
he's the voice.
He's the
yeah,
voice.
And he'll be able to provide actual fun commentary, I would think.
They're going to have augmented reality with slime and
cool
and stuff going into the crowd. So, yeah. That should be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you could have the kids.
Yeah,
I bet
the girls would love
the girls
that.
Girls would love that, probably.
Hey, Deshaun, that slime remind you of anything? You shot in the face of a masseuse?
Wow.
Yeah.
In case it doesn't
remind
you. A
little. It's green, but I...
In case it doesn't remind you of anything, I'm going to spell it out for you.
Maybe he's an alien.
See
we don't
you
know.
Shot in the face of a masseuse.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
We do have. Now we were talking about the sounds from the bedroom.
We'll be back with Stupid.
And sounds from the bedroom. Uh-huh. We were able to get some audio from one of the hidden Bob and Tom Show microphones.
Really?
Once again, this is the sound of the sounds of love from Josh's bedroom.
Thanks. I needed that.
It's very good.
That's very good.
Does Dean keep a list of stuff like
he must? Because I don't remember doing that.
He's just very dangerous.
A folder in his computer. Josh dash weird noises.
You know, for all of us, this will come back to haunt them later.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get back to sports.
San Diego Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove traveled to Antarctica to celebrate his 30th birthday and break a Guinness World Record.
Musgrove Joseph. Musgrove.
Sam. What?
Just from the muskrats sound love. Good. The
sounds like a duck.
They do sound real good.
They get that all the time.
Do they?
They're muskrats. Musgrove, accompanied by fellow Padres pitcher Sean Manea and a team from the Challenged Athletes Foundation, traveled to the coldest continent in a bid to set the Guinness World Record for the fastest baseball pitch thrown in Antarctica.
Oh, I wonder how far.
How about the only baseball pitch ever thrown in Antarctica?
Yeah, no joke.
Well, it's all fun.
Musgrove's goal was to throw an 80-mile-per-hour pitch, and after a few warm-ups, he was able to exceed his goal. He's a major league pitcher. And set the record at 86 miles per hour on Friday, days before.
Got to be cold, though.
Yeah.
The poor guy catching it. He didn't know it was a snowball. Hit him right in the face. 86 miles an hour hurts like hell.
That's fun.
It's got to hurt a little less.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Der Barra ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Le
Barra, deine Knete. Deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter libara.de.
Email from Antarctica that you wanted to read?
Yeah, we were.
Hey, thanks for reminding them.
We were talking about. I'm holding it in my hand here. We were talking about Antarctica and how these rich drug lords do stuff like they import hippos from Africa to South America, mm-hmm. upsetting the ecology, if you will. I was wondering why some rich guy hasn't brought penguins up to the Arctic and polar bears down to Antarctica.
Yeah.
I got this from a letter from someone who's actually been there.
Hmm.
I've been to Antarctica. Polar bears would probably survive pretty good in the Arctic because there are a lot of seals up there. One day I walked down on frozen water and I counted 175 seals just laying there in the sun. They let me pet them, but I bet they wouldn't if their pups were with them. There are penguins all over the place. They walk right up to you. They have a bird called the skua and two types of whales, one being the orca, the other minke. Both, I'm guessing, would cause a big problem for the polar bears. Of course, the polar bears would also cause a big problem for our scientists down there.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's probably not going to happen. Hmm. Would be
of course
funny.
It's not going to happen.
Unless it were an episode of Lost.
Yeah.
Did they ever explain the polar bear, John?
They did.
That's when I got
you know what
out.
You're doing now? You know what he's doing? He's just talking now. He's lost or something. Because you realized how uninteresting all of that was.
Yeah.
You chose to read that?
That's stunk on ice.
And he started panicking, and he goes, what can I do? I can be mean to Josh about a TV show from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Josh contends that Lost at the end was good. I contend it was, they were lazy. They couldn't find their way out of
it. Opposite of laziness. It was very inspired.
He's got a guy hauling his own
old casket around, which is somehow inexplicable.
Isn't that a fascinating allegory about our own existence and mortality?
Watch an allegory. I want to watch a decent TV show. I'm sorry. Is that sports?
We can't let that. I'm alone, and that was one of the most boring emails.
You think it's an exciting world record to go down to Antarctica?
How do you think a polar bear is going to get to Antarctica? They're not going to walk.
There haven't been any baseballs thrown in Antarctica.
Who's playing baseball there?
That record was no good. No bueno. No.
You got another one that's better?
An Iowa man is hoping to break the Guinness World Record.
Oh, so he hasn't done it yet.
For the largest display of...
Hasn't even started trying.
Nativity scene.
Sitting around hoping.
Yeah, we're getting updates that he's hoping.
He's just thinking about
Excuse me.
How's it going? Well, I'm still hoping.
We have a lot of Christmas bits we could play.
What's the category again?
We do. We have many, many Christmas bits.
What is the category?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Tom Griswold.
Turn your damn computer off.
Hopefully that's a follow-up from the Antarctica person. I'm not trying to insult, but it was a boring email.
Tell us more about the ecosystem down there, why don't you?
It's like it's exciting.
I'm sure it's a good person. I'm a little envious that I didn't get to go with them.
Okay,
to,
I don't.
You can go there.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to help me with this. What is Hills Bank in Washington? Is that like a mountain or is it a person?
It's a bank, right?
I don't know.
Is it a bank like money changer bank?
Or like Chase Bank or Wells Fargo?
Okay, Hills Bank in Washington is currently hosting Michael Zaz's collection of 2,539 nativity scenes. He started his collection in the 50s.
Does this guy live in a giant warehouse?
Most of the scenes are handmade, he said, and some...
Oh, I bet they're lovely.
...are very historical. And some used to have a live baby in it, but not anymore.
Oh.
Well, the baby's grown up to be a happy young man.
That's exactly right.
It's just a 17-year-old with acne on his
face. Hey, I'm the savior, speaking of savings, here at Hills Bank.
He's got a vape in his pocket.
That'd
be kind of tacky.
That's very good.
So it really isn't a record yet because they haven't.
Yeah, he's currently... Well, he's hoping and currently working on submitting evidence.
Our interest rates aren't just fixed, they're crucifixed.
Mary,
wrong holiday.
Talk about a Christmas club.
That's Easter.
Yeah, but it's in the canon.
I don't know.
Jesus.
It is in canon. Thank you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, God. This one.
Remember?
Yeah, this is so stupid.
It's the one.
I'm excited.
It's the Neo of World Records.
All right, we're listening.
This is the one. David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to hang up 5 T-shirts.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You're making that up.
Hang them on hooks, hang them on hangers. What are we talking?
Shut up. As the current record holder.
Oh, we have video of it.
Oh, Jesus.
That seems unnecessary.
They are on hangers.
For the fastest time to put on 10 T-shirts, David said he decided it was time to learn how to put them away.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Oh, and he's
going
to do
it. He's got a little rack, and he hangs them up.
You know, he's doing a pretty good job.
That doesn't seem it's that fast, does
it? I think the lady that I know that works at the dry cleaner shop could probably top this.
I think I could do it.
Oh! He still beat it with that mistake?
It was horrible.
Was there a record already?
Despite tackling over 250 records, David said the list of 17 rules made this specific title rather daunting. He managed to beat the previous record, 27.93 seconds with a run of 16.78
seconds. That looked really easy, or is it just me?
Well, the record for an American teenager is 3 days to hang up one T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's messy kids.
Yeah, it is kids, huh?
Yeah. Hey,
there's something else.
You want your allowance? How about picking up one article?
You know, you don't have to keep having kids, Dad. You could have stopped at one time.
He's trying to get one right. Yeah,
keep trying.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Look at the ones he's had. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Right. You guys know I'm sensitive.
Ho! Ho!
You know, why do you keep saying things like that? I'm a very sensitive.
I like the records where he's balancing a live chainsaw on his face. Those are the cool ones.
Sure, yeah. While skating across a buttered floor.
Yes. Is that sports?
Yes, sir. That's sports.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what this is. Hang on.
I'm holding it in my hand.
I'm holding it in my hand here. What were you doing?
I'm holding it in my hand here.
Anyway, you were referencing an email that...
I see. Okay.
I think it's...
Hey, Rocky! This is what you farted for.
Hey, where's your penis?
I'm holding it in my hand here.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, where's my penis?
Oh, well.
I'm holding it in my hand here.
Hey, where's that $20,000 you were going to give me for Christmas?
I'm holding it in my hand.
Thank you very much.
A lot of fun. Very, very, very effective.
A lot of fun. Wherever you go, whatever you do.
Yeah, where's Chick's pink slip? I'm holding it in my hand.
Wait a minute.
That's not fun
Turn
at all.
The tables.
I've been sacked.
Turn the table.
Christy.
A renowned sword swallower has been hospitalized after swords sliced his abdominal cavity.
It's sword.
It's not sword.
I'm
You're not
pretty sure it
w
is.
There.
Sliced his abdominal cavity and pierced his liver.
This is terrible.
I think it's my liver.
This is terrible. CBS reports Scott Nelson, also known as
the Admiral
Murrigan the Mystic.
Wait, what's his name?
Murrigan the Mystic.
Murrigan.
Murrugun. Murrigan the Mystic. What would you say?
Because his regular name, what is it again? Like Bill Nelson?
No, it's Scott Nelson.
I mean, it's kind of, it doesn't sound like one of the great Santini or something. It sort of sounds.
Right.
And oh, the great magic of Scott Nelson doesn't
fit. Why isn't it?
Well, that's why he goes by Murrigan
the Mystic.
Or Nelsonini or Nelsonini.
Isn't Scott Nelson the guy on I Dream a Genie? Wasn't that?
Yeah, Major Nelson.
Major Nelson. Anyway, he was hospitalized in Washington, D.C. following a sword swallowing mishap at Six Flags.
Oh.
He told the station he'd swallowed 5 swords at once, but let go too soon, and they scissored out inside of him.
Oh, no.
With the blades fanning out in different directions.
Oh. This is what you get for swallowing.
No joke.
Ladies
right?
and gentlemen, let's see if he can do that again.
5 swords at once. That's just fat.
Nelson said the sword sliced his abdominal cavity, pierced his liver. A part of the 59-year-old's lung had to be removed.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Nelson told KGTV that he's swallowed his last sword.
Just gay porn.
Just gay porn for me.
I mean, he's got the skills.
He certainly does.
Do you remember the first time you saw Deep Throat? You remember that? I thought it was a magic trick. I really did.
In some ways it is. Yeah.
Did you focus on one thing? You relax.
You point a gun at somebody off screen, they'll do what you...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.